listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hi.
We are in week three of They Met on Set Month, and that's Tammy's pick. But before we get to Tammy's pick, we had the chili cook-off yesterday.
Oh, yes, we did.
And the Super Bowl with Baboni.
With Baboni.
Benito. Did you guys see Pedro Pascal?
He was dancing.
I didn't watch it because he was I fell asleep.
You were asleep when I left the house. Yeah, yeah. He was on the little front porch, and I was like, oh, is that Pedro?
Because first I saw
Alex Earle, and I only know who she is because of... I watched that documentary about Call Me Daddy podcast. I saw her and I was like, why is she there? And then I saw Cardi and then I saw Jessica Alba. And I was like, oh, and then I saw Pedro in the back. I'm like, they need to bring Pedro to the front.
No, because then everybody will just complain and be like, why do you have to be there? He's in everything already.
Good. I wish he was in me. Oh, sorry. That was disgusting.
Oh, my goodness.
I apologize.
Okay.
But Seattle won. That was a really boring game.
It was such a boring
game. It was Thursday night football.
I
woke up during the beginning of the fourth quarter.
The last time they played each other in the Super Bowl, Katy Perry was there.
Hey,
we
had that game at our house too.
She looked amazing. I remember that one person was really, really struck by her.
Yes.
Who was at your house.
Yeah, he was really interested in her outfits.
Yes. I also don't really remember any of the commercials other than the weird Ben Affleck one for Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, I liked the one with the Dunkin' one. Matthew McConaughey.
That was a good one.
What's his Bradley Cooper?
Oh, just the whole
Uber like Eats, the Uber Eats thing.
Selling food thing.
Yeah.
Just because Matthew McConaughey was being silly.
I think my favorite one was
his baseline personality.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you see the one where the Epstein victims?
No. Yeah, I saw it
that's
today.
That's a good one. The Epstein Files one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, release the Epstein Files.
Yeah.
Where are they hiding?
But the chili cook-off ended in a four-way tie, which then turned into a whoever can chug a beer faster. And Tammy 2, John 1. So congrats, John.
Yes, congratulations. Yes.
And Eric and Julia won best name.
Birds and Beans.
The Birds and the Beans.
It's cute.
It was cute. It was
everyone did really well. Your chili was really good, Guido.
Thank you.
I was expecting it to be spicier because of the name.
I was trying to be palatable.
It was really good, but because of the name was Jalapeno Business.
Jalapeno Business.
I thought it was going to be spicier, but...
I tell you, I'm going to make the same one. It's a contender.
It was really good.
And
I voted for it.
There was some bullshit this year. Okay.
There was some bullshit.
There was a little bit of bullshit.
There's bullshit every year, though.
I know.
Every single year, there's bullshit.
I know. If it ran smoothly, you guys wouldn't have anything to complain about. I mean, you'd find something, but it would be more difficult.
Didn't stop your husband from putting his wet, saliva-ridden fingers in my ears all night.
Yeah, I had to hear about that like three times, by the way.
And we're hearing about it again because it was gross. I'm looking at you, kid.
Wet willies?
Fucking gross, bro.
I apologize.
It's like his go-to thing when he has had too many beers.
And he's upset.
Well,
he's not mad at any of us particularly. He's just mad, and
he's feeling a little
mischievous. He's loose, and he wants to fucking annoy you.
And he wants to put his finger in your ear.
Wet fingers. I got a picture of a wet finger.
Bro,
that's why it's a wet willy.
Yeah, you don't call it a dry willy.
But we just got a wet finger, and we were like, well, what is this?
Yeah,
well,
he's the one that took the.
It's been in your family. It was great.
Super disgusting.
Really enjoyable.
Speaking of swapping spit.
Wow.
That was a good segue. That was a good one.
Yeah, Tammy, tell us about your pick for They Met on Set.
I chose a movie that came out in 2008. It cost $15 million to make, and I think it grossed $32 million. Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Awesome.
And my couple is Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Hot.
Javier Bardem.
So have you seen it? What'd you think, Guido?
You know goddamn well I haven't seen this movie, Tammy. This is not something that I would watch on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I feel like you did this to me. But moving on.
Matt.
I also had never seen this movie because on principle, I try to avoid any movie that's directed by the director because of his issues we'll say the least.
Pedophilia? Yeah. You can just go out right and say it.
Oh, and incestuous. Don't forget that.
It's not really. She's an adopted daughter.
You know, because technically she's not, it's not incestuous because the skin, we're not close kin, so the skin is not smooth.
It's also not one of his adopted children, I will say that as well. Not defending him.
You can't bang people you adopt. That's a rule.
He didn't adopt her.
Oh.
Yeah, I try not to, but you picked it. Yeah. And I watched it on, you know, one of those free to watch things, so he didn't get my money. Much like my co-host next to me, this is, you know, I like to think I'm a little bit more open to these types of movies than he is, but this is also...
You only have so much time, and then you
also,
die.
This also was not my bag.
Gotcha. Allie?
Yes, I had seen this movie before. I do like Woody Allen movies, and I especially like the ones that he made in Europe, when he started making movies in Europe. And so I did see this movie. I don't know if I saw it in theaters, but I might have, because this was back when I used to go see all the movies nominated for Oscars in theaters. Mm-hmm. So, but I had seen it. Yeah, I hadn't seen it. I think I had only ever seen it one time.
Well, and then our drink of the evening is a not-so-Spanish wine.
Oh.
Is it just Josh?
It's just a not-so-Spanish wine.
Is this wine going to try and fuck me?
Well, that's the thing. When you drink the wine, you need to pretend like you are Christina in the movie.
I don't want to. And you need to I've never been that dumb.
Into my eyes when
what,
you drink
what
it.
What color are your eyes?
What color
they're
are my
blue.
Eyes?
Actually, they're green. You don't know your own eye color, you dumb bitch.
She was captivated.
I'm just trying
captivated into being an idiot?
Matt,
yes.
Give me your Christina look.
I'm convinced.
She couldn't rip her eyes off of his dick. Like, Jesus
Javier
Christ.
Javier Bardem is a mind flayer.
Could we just...
I mean, I don't blame her. He's...
Could we just talk about the...
Weirdly
the real,
delicious.
The real estate predicament Christina's... Vicky's fiancé was going through this whole time?
Oh, yes. We
about
will.
The house that they were trying to
oh,
buy?
Oh, where to buy the house?
Where to buy the house?
Where to buy the house?
I know every time we said the town, I was like, I know it's a real place, but it sounds like where an insane asylum would be. Bedford Hills?
Bedford Hills,
that sounds
yeah.
like an. That sounds like a sanitarium.
God forbid he try to keep her apprised. She's a real problem. An actual menace.
So Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, they got married in 2010. They have two children, Leo and Luna, and they actually met years before. Did you know this? They met on the set of the movie Jamon Jamon.
I did know this.
Which means ham.
It means ham ham.
Very
ham,
hammy.
She was 16 and he was 22 at
Gross.
The time. They did not date until this movie, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, when they were reunited.
Okay.
Well, they're European, you know. It's
okay,
different.
So they were dating.
No, they were not. They were not dating until they
Met on set.
Yeah,
met.
She had probably
so
just
they were dating on set.
She had just probably broken up with
after?
The Scientologist,
and then they got married 2 years later. So they've since been in three other movies.
Penelope's Cruz.
Since this movie. And it is a Weinstein Company movie.
Oof. Strike two.
Strike two.
Who did you get for that? Who paid the ultimate price for that, for this movie?
Well, Weinstein didn't pay for it.
Well, I honestly think
they
that,
produced it. So.
I think
they
that's how
it, yeah. Basically
you know,
they did. Yeah,
I have a theory that that's how she got. That's how she
movie.
Got her best supporting because she blew him.
Well, I don't
if
think
you
she blew
him. Best actor.
I don't think
actress.
She blew him, but Weinstein does know how to put money behind an Oscar campaign. I will say that.
Yeah.
They are very, very, you put money behind it, yes.
Yeah, and they also don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Yes, that's usually how rapists operate.
You gotta blow your way to a win.
Yeah.
You gotta blow them away.
Disgusting.
So Vicky is played by Rebecca Hall. She's known for this, The Town. So she's
Quad pro quo.
Yes.
I hate her.
I love Rebecca Hall.
The Prestige.
Yes, The Prestige. She was in that with Scarlett Johansson as well.
Frost Nixon. I loved her in Frost Nixon.
She does a lot of weird horror now, which I like. She directed this movie a couple years ago that got like mild Oscar buzz called Passing. It's about like...
Farting?
Yes, it's about farting. No, it's about like women and men who could pass as white, even though they... were part like black because her grand...
Oh yeah,
because
she's part black.
Yeah, she found out her grandfather was like half black, which makes her like a quarter black. And her grandfather was passing in the 1920s or 30s or 40s because he could pass as a white person. Kind of like Haley Steinfeld's character in Sinners.
Christina is her best friend. They've They're close. They've known each other since college. They're both artistic art majors.
Bimbo.
And Scarlett Johansson is a childhood actress grown to adult. We know her most as Black Widow, probably. She's been in so many movies.
She's technically, well, no, because Zoe Saldana just surpassed her, but she, for a while, was
the highest grossing
actor.
Because of all the
Marvel movies and the Jurassic Park movie. But then when Avatar 3 Fire Butthole or whatever came out, Zoe is now number one again.
Yeah.
There's my guilty movie. Movie that you're embarrassed to say, I've never seen any of the Avatars.
You should not be embarrassed by that.
You're really not missing anything.
Yeah, like, I've only seen the first one.
I saw the first one in theaters. And it was just like, okay.
I had to take my glasses off about halfway through because I was so disoriented. It was
the jumping all nimbly bimbly from tree to tree.
No, it was because it was IMAX and it was 3D, so it was just like a lot.
Like I was talking to Steve about it yesterday because while I was cooking my chili Saturday, I was talking to Steve because while I was cooking my chili, I put on Tron Legacy.
I thought it was Tron Ares,
whatever, same difference. Actually, no, there is a big difference because Jared Leto's in Tron Ares, and he was literally the worst part.
He ruined the movie.
I said, I remember seeing Tron Legacy in theaters. I thought the visuals were better than Avatars. You're not missing much. It's just like eating, you know, junk food. It just
fills you up temporarily.
So this isn't her first Woody Allen movie. She did
Annie Hall.
Match Point.
Match Point is exceptionally good.
And what was the other one?
She did one with Colin Firth where he was like,
Jojo Rabbit, which is not.
Yeah, that's not Woody Allen.
She was nominated for that. And Marriage Story, she was nominated for Academy Awards for that.
Did he direct?
Neither of those are Woody Allen, but yes.
No, I know. Okay. I know. Yeah, I don't remember.
That's Spike Jones. She's been in at least 3 to 4 Woody Allen movies, I would say.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
No, she wasn't even born when that was made.
We all know that.
And then we have Javier Bardem, who plays Juan Antonio. He's a Nepo baby. He comes from a long history of Spanish actors or directors. What? And his grandfather's name is actually Juan Antonio.
Probably want to fuck you too.
Been nominated for 4 Academy Awards and he's won one. No Country for Old Men, which I just saw recently and fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you feel that way.
You know what was really funny? Because when we were watching this, we were talking about No Country for Old Men and now
the haircut.
Allie was like, that was a wig, right? And I'm like, no. That was his actual hair.
That's
so
wild. The Coen brothers made him get that haircut, and he's like, holy shit, I'm not going to get laid for 6 months.
Nope, still would have had sex with him in that hair.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He thought,
ask me that question while he flips a quarter, and I'd be like, I don't care.
Acting since he was
looks
a
like
child.
Lord Farquaad.
And he thought he was going to get stuck in a certain character
stuck?
Role. Because he, you know what I mean?
Step bro, stop.
They're doing their gross porn joke.
What is it called when you're
typecasted?
Typecasted.
He was like the hot, like buff. Looking good looking.
I find
dude.
That surprising because I think he's odd looking. He's
too.
Very attractive.
Unconventional.
But he has a very different face.
Yeah, unique
and
look.
You very unique, but I think again it's the Spanish accent.
Yeah, it's
but you'd think in Spain.
He really leans into it in this movie.
I wonder if he's considered attractive in Spain.
I think he must be because he like from the different websites that I read, he was really I think he did an interview for Gentleman's Magazine and he was afraid he was gonna be like typecasted as that like
a Spanish nine
funky looking guy.
Okay. Because like Penelope Cruz is like a 10 no matter what country you go to.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
so
sure.
It's like, yeah.
I was saying when we were watching him, like, he's like Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, different
he's
looking.
Not conventionally attractive.
Charisma.
But
he's got charisma.
He's got BDE for miles, basically.
So Maria Elena is played by Penelope Cruz, and she won Best Supporting Actress for this role. And she is playing Javier Bardem's ex-wife.
She's a fucking basket
case. But still a love interest of his.
Hot. She's crazy. Stunning.
She's a hot Spanish lady. She's so spicy. You know she's crazy.
She was very good in the Ferrari movie. I don't know if you have a chance to watch that with Adam Driver.
Ford versus Ferrari movie?
No. Nope.
Oh, F1? Oh.
It's just Ferrari.
Too many Ferrari movies. No,
it's just like Adam Driver is Enzo Ferrari, and Penelope Cruz is his love interest, okay? She's the stay-at-home wife, and let me tell you, she is spicy. The movie starts with her trying to kill him with a gun.
So is Adam Driver like the go-to to play Italian people now?
Prada.
Gucci.
House of Gucci.
He was in that too.
Yeah.
With Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but why is he the go-to?
Wait, wasn't he in Son of Sam?
No, that's Adrian Brody.
Bad Italian accent better than everyone else.
No, Adam Driver.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said Adrian Brody.
Isn't Penelope Cruz is in the Gucci movie too?
No, that was Lady Gaga.
No, she's in the...
No, Penelope Cruz is in it too.
She's in the Goatsy movie.
She plays like a fortune teller or something. Well, something weird what? Like that. Then that, I feel like. Maybe that I'm makes sense that up.
Because the Ferrari, they have chemistry in the Ferrari movie, and they the way they fight, very Italian.
She's very, yeah.
She's so spicy.
She's spicy.
She was also a blow.
Yeah, but yeah. She's good in that. Yeah.
Great movie.
I just wanted to... So
it was Salma Hayek. Never mind.
So they're a very private couple, and they're only seen on the red carpet, really.
I think it helps that they probably just live in Spain too. Don't think they live in the States.
You're allowed to kill
really.
Paparazzi there.
And then we have some supporting characters. We've got Chris Messina, who plays Vicky's husband.
I love him
in the movie. Yeah, he's a good that guy.
Yep. Good old mayonnaise bread.
Yep. And then we have Patricia Clarkson, who plays Aunt Judy.
Love her.
Amazing. She's a distant aunt.
She's the lady who they stay with. Yeah.
And then Mark.
She's made me think of my Aunt Judy. I was like,
what? Mark, played by Kevin Dunn.
The guy from Ghostbusters 2.
And yes. From The Black Dahlia. All right. And then, of course, the final character is Barcelona herself.
Absolutely.
This movie was funded by the city.
That's why it gets a credit?
No, it's because there's so much of this film is Barcelona itself.
Which is funny because Barcelona now hates tourists, so.
Yeah, they made that clear.
You will get verbally assaulted.
Well, because they're pricing them out of their homes with the Airbnbs. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
None of them went and saw a Barcelona match.
Oh, that's
none of them
true.
Saw the Melania movie.
They were
movie
too
either.
Busy looking at Gaudi statues all over the fucking place.
Nobody went and saw Messi play or anything like that.
Gaudi.
Many of Gaudi's...
Or even Pep. Pep was probably there coaching.
Antoni Gaudi, the Sagrada Familia Cathedral. It's an unfinished basilica.
Finally finished.
Basilica.
Just got finished.
So I actually went to Barcelona in 2005, and I...
Did you fuck an artist there?
I did not. I did fuck an Italian there, though.
Good for you.
Not this Italian.
No.
Wow.
I am displeased.
Actual Italian?
How dare you fuck anyone before me?
So like an actual Italian?
Did he have an accent?
No, it was my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, gross.
His fucking dumbass shaved off one of his eyebrows.
He was on our school field trip.
Oh.
Oh, no. I mean, I wish him a life.
Me too.
A life.
But yeah.
That place has always had like scaffolding around it. Like you can never... Yeah. Now I think it's finally completed.
Have you seen
the
completed pictures?
I haven't seen the completed pictures. I only have the pictures from my photo album.
Yeah. Okay.
And the park, Gel, the famous dragon stairwell. I mean, it's cool to see everything again because I had been to all of those places.
Culture. Yeah.
Did you also get shot?
Yeah, did you?
I did not get shot while I was there.
That's good.
Well, it was an accident.
I also didn't have sex with a woman.
You didn't have a menage?
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
A menage a span?
I am jealous of a Spanish type lifestyle where it's like, let's eat tapas.
I love tapas.
And like,
and you tell strangers you'd like to fuck them.
Yeah.
And listen to Spanish music.
3 hours off in
wine.
The middle of the day, and you can still go around at 9 o'clock at night and get like a glass of wine and some jamon.
And then walk a block and do it again.
Yes. It's very like, easy.
It's so carefree.
I told him like, my goal for us for retirement is retiring to Europe, not Spain. My dream has always been like the Cliffs of Ireland because I feel like that suits my rugged, craggly personality better. but Portugal and Spain are very easy to retire to because they are more open for retirees. Just sounds so nice.
We loved going when we were in Bath, just getting up, going for a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Sitting outside. People watching, enjoying the warm weather, like you just didn't have a care in the world. And there were so many people out walking around too. Like,
yeah.
They're not working.
Yeah. No, it's great.
The lifestyle.
They're living.
The Catalan.
They're living. Yeah.
The Catalan lifestyle. So the movie starts out with this song that's played several times that Guido Jesus. Particularly loves.
Jesus Christ. This fucking
Barcelona,
song.
Barcelona.
I can play it.
Would you like me to play?
No, don't play it.
I'm not sure. Like you to play it.
I will play it for you.
Because all it is just Barcelona, Barcelona.
It's so jaunty.
Yeah.
It's Catalan.
Right. I hate it.
And then the movie is also narrated.
I love the narration. I'm not going to lie.
I do too.
I had forgotten about the narration. So I was like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I like it.
The whole movie is narrated. And it's like there's this person watching over the entire 2 months of their summer. They go for July and August. So I'm gonna read the narration because I think it does a really good job of like setting the tone for the whole movie.
It does.
So Vicky and Christina decide to spend the summer in Barcelona. Vicky has completed her master's in Catalan identity, which is the weirdest.
The bougiest, most liberal arts fucking major for your master's I've ever heard in my life.
Which was the style of the time.
Oh my gosh.
Which she had become interested in through her great affection for architecture of Gaudi. Christina, who spent the last 6 months writing, directing, and acting in a 12-minute film, which she then hated, had just broken up with yet another boyfriend and longed for a change of scenery. Everything fell into place when a distant relative of Vicky's family who lived in Barcelona offered to put both girls up for July and August. The two best friends had been close since college and shared the same tastes and opinions on most matters, yet when it came to the subjects of love, it would be hard to find two more dissimilar viewpoints. I highly doubt that they have most things in common.
I doubt that as well.
I can't even believe that Vicky tolerates Christina as a friend.
Well, you know,
so they do like each other, right?
Yeah, they're friends.
Well, could hold she's me. A little bit country, and she's a little bit rock and roll. You know, just a little differences. But they
one of them's an idiot, and the other one's a fickle idiot.
Vicky had no tolerance for pain and no lust for combat. She was grounded and realistic. No, she wasn't. Her requirements in a man were seriousness and stability. She had become engaged to Doug because he was decent and successful and understood the beauty of commitment.
I like Christmas.
Apparently,
I
that's
think
not
he's
the whole
lovely.
Package, is it?
No.
They need more, Matt.
Yeah, apparently that's, I mean, yeah.
Talk about, you know what? He's got to be little dick in it. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I've always thought
he, no, but see, he... How is he not the
you
whole
mean
package?
His character? But he is the whole package. He hasn't done anything necessarily wrong.
He hasn't done anything wrong at all.
Yeah.
He probably just...
There is some deficiency somewhere to make her
it's
feel
like
the
annoyance.
Way she does.
It's the annoyance I have in Sweet Home Alabama, where Reese Witherspoon's character is like, I just want to go back to my first husband who's a fucking hick in Alabama when I could marry the mayor of New York played by Patrick Dempsey.
The son of the mayor of New York.
Whatever, senator, whoever he is. But like, also nothing wrong with him. He's a dream.
But Josh,
and she's like, but I want to marry you and we can have a bloodhound and live on this dirty lake in Alabama.
But Josh Lucas collects lightning with glass now.
Don't give a fuck. Absolutely
don't
care.
He's a successful pilot.
He totally
does his
thing.
And an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred, what's his name, still likes him.
Fred Ward.
Yeah.
Mm. Pilot artist. He's so cool.
Yeah.
Christina, on the other hand.
Oh my God, is this like, it's a shared universe of pilot artists because Javier Bardem
is a pilot artist. Would never have gotten on that plane. That thing was terrifying.
I love how you compared
them.
That was great,
Poon.
Babe.
Way to go.
That was great.
So Christina, on the other hand, expected something very different out of love. She had reluctantly accepted suffering as an inevitable component of deep passion and was resigned to putting her feelings at risk. If you ask her what it was she was gambling her emotions on to win, she would not have been able to say. She knew what she didn't want, however, and that was exactly what Vicky valued about above all else.
Oh my God.
She's a grass is always greener girl.
I hate that woman.
Grass is always greener on the character. Other side.
I love the actress. Okay, let me be clear.
This word salad of character narration. Sucks. Just sitting there and just being like, and then this, and then this. And
I don't
then
know. This. I think it sums them up pretty well.
Because of this, and because of that, and because of that, fucking Woody Allen, fucking asshole.
So
I can't believe Woody did this to us.
Yeah, because he's telling a story. So they get off of the plane in Barcelona and they go to Vicky and Mark's house.
Gorgeous house.
Gorgeous.
Ugh. That pool. That pool.
And she starts to tell her aunt about how she's marrying Doug and they're so in love. And the aunt is like, well, you know, you don't really have to have a future because you're marrying a rich man
and all,
you're going to be a family and all will be resolved when you have a baby.
Which she said that I was like, that's the most inappropriate, disgusting thing to say to somebody. Like,
that's all, literally there to get her like master's dissertation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like, I love the husband's like, so what are you going to do with that? And I was like, nothing. Oh, maybe teach or curate. Curate what?
That Italian place that just art? Got finished.
Catalan art? Like, what are we talking about? Are you going to move to Barcelona? No, because your husband lives in New York and he's rich and he wants to buy a house in Bedford Hills. So you're not doing jack shit with this master's degree. You're spending a lot of money for nothing. Sorry.
We get some really good shots of Mark's sailboat and their lavish lifestyle.
The guy that likes snorkeling. The snorkel guy.
He's a real Shrek.
And then Mark and Judy love art. So they take Vicky and Christina to this beautiful art gallery event where they spot Juan Antonio.
Oh, he's not the artist. Painter. He's not the artist that they're going to see. He's another artist who had a problem with a crazy woman.
Yeah, you hated the exposition that's just handed to you.
Yes.
You want to work for exposition. You need to watch a Christopher Nolan movie where we have to like wait 45 minutes to figure out why Matt Damon's been on a planet for 60 years.
I just
want
to tell you that Tenet was about entropy.
Okay? God.
And entropy is defined as...
There's nothing wrong with sometimes just being told that these are the people. Like, I'm sorry.
This is what they're doing.
It's not like the Scorsese movie where they write it on a whiteboard. Like,
okay, so yeah, it's fine when Woody does it, but when David Lynch does it, it's weird and dumb.
Wait.
I'm sorry, does Woody Allen have little people in weird rooms talking backwards like this?
Wait.
No. What are you talking about? There's no comparison.
But like, they're sitting there and they're like, oh,
leave David Lynch alone.
Remember,
I love David Lynch as a person.
he's that guy. Why do we know this guy? Oh, because he's an artist and he had a problem with a crazy lady. And that's just them randomly talking like that.
Yeah,
they're gossiping.
That's gossiping.
You don't gossip enough, dude.
Yeah, you don't.
It's so realistic. I think that's why we appreciate it.
You don't have any hot goss, dude.
I'm sorry, I don't have any hot goss.
This is like a Real Housewives scene where it's like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Remember what happened with his wife? She almost killed him.
I got a problem with you, man. You never have any tea. What's up with that?
No tea.
Because
I'm boring as fuck. What do you want?
Exactly.
We get this beautiful shot of him drinking a glass of wine from across the room, and he's wearing this like red shirt that's unbuttoned, like three buttons. He's just there.
Oh, but he's shouting. His body is, the body language
body
is shouting, I will fuck
lust.
You on your table.
He's eye fucking...
Christina.
And she's, of course, like...
I mean, naturally.
She's also, like, it's so annoying because she's one of those people that's, like, an artist but couldn't be less interested in actually learning about paintings or art. They're at an art gallery. But she's just, like, eye in the room looking for dick.
She's
like,
sliding off her seat.
Well, she's there for the summer.
She is
Do you
like,
blame her? She just broke up with her boyfriend.
But
and she's yeah.
She broke up with her boyfriend so that she could go fuck Europe.
She is drinking like
That's not
barrels of wine.
Saying.
No, it's
barrels of wine and also looking for dick. Which I appreciate.
I can't say that I haven't done something like that before.
Oh, I've done it every time I go to Europe. Sorry, babe. But but also the narration doesn't match the fact that she's just like, she's a searcher and she's an artist. And it's like, it's watching like Sonia Morgan when she was like 24.
It's a lot of words for DTF.
I think that's kind of what they wanted us to think, though. Her narration is this one thing, but then as we learn her character more, she's completely different.
Well, yeah. Like I said, she's a grass is always greener girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's never going to be content no matter how great she has it.
Can't please those people.
AKA getting to fuck two hot Spanish people and then being like, this isn't what I want.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want? Because this is goals.
I mean, they said that too.
What are we doing here?
They said that much.
So they end up going to another restaurant where they actually get to speak to Juan Antonio, who invites Vicky and Christina to Oviedo to go see a sculpture.
You say that so nicely.
He wants to eat delicious food.
I want you to come and eat delicious food.
Wine and enjoy, have a threesome.
And then we will make love.
I think this is why you like this movie, because they said make love way too much. And you love to say make love.
What would you rather than say? You are invited to the party in my pants.
Yes.
Would you like to go to Oviedo?
And she,
we'll eat delicious food, drink wonderful wine, and then the three of us will make whoopee.
Whoopee, yes.
We'll make whoopee in the fanny.
And Vicky's just so like...
And Vicky's disgusted.
Whatever like, what this is.
She's like that meme where it's like, it's the guy, the Chad guy going up to the blonde girl, and he's like, hey, you want to date you? And the blonde girl goes, sure. And then the big, ugly woman's like, she's not interested.
Oh.
That's what Vicky's like. Vicky's like, she's not interested.
It's also just like, polar opposite. She's just like, what is this? It's like, it's just a European man. They're very forward and
they want to fuck everything.
You're beautiful. He was respectful, in my opinion, that he was asking. I mean, it's not like he grabbed your ass and like, you know, that sort of thing. Like, he proposed an option.
Would you like to go to Oliveto?
You don't have to be, She kind of was being a bitch. I mean,
she's
the
being
other
a prude,
one's,
a prissy bitch, absolutely.
Yeah, the other one,
but he was also being too forward.
So Doug calls.
I can't be typical.
Doug calls and she
Who's
tells
Doug?
Him.
Yeah. Oh, mayonnaise bread. That's
mayonnaise
right.
bread.
Mayonnaise bread.
Vicky tells him about this crazy idea, and then they both end up getting on the plane and going to Oviedo anyway. So that her friend doesn't get killed. That's
he
why
flies
she's
right into her pants.
She's a good friend. It also, this reminds.
What, so I married an axe murderer?
When they're in the plane, he's like, you guys ever seen So I Married an Axe Murderer? So when he's in the plane with that, Stephen Wright, he's like, thunder and lightning, and he's like, it's okay. That's the artificial horizon, which is better than the actual horizon. Like, I just kept thinking of that because it was storming. Never would have gotten on that plane.
So they have a fabulous time. They listen to Spanish music.
They drink
wine.
They
have no choice.
They take photos. They drink wine.
And then somebody gets food poisoning.
And then they get a hotel room, and Christina goes to the hotel room with him, and she gets food poisoning and or has an ulcer, even though she drank a lot of wine.
She has an ulcer.
Where'd she get an ulcer from?
All the stress from being hot.
She has an ulcer.
The stress of not being able to make any fucking decision in your life.
Yeah.
But also being a privileged white woman.
So then,
life is hard.
Juan Antonio and Vicky have time to have their own day by themselves. They end up making sweet love.
This is fucking some engagement.
Day.
Is there like a different song that plays while they're in Oviedo? Is it like
Oviedo?
No, it's the same song.
Yeah, they fuck and it's awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm very happy for Vicky.
She cheats on her fiance.
She does. So
this poor man.
Vicky.
What did mayonnaise bread ever do to her?
Vicky, Christina, commitment? And Juan Antonio head back to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And Vicky buries herself in her work. Christina takes photos of the city.
Of course, because she's a basic white bitch. I'm into photography now. Look, this is a chair. It represents
she's
loneliness.
Lost.
Big in a red
she's
room.
She's so lost.
Oh, I know. And then she says, like, oh, he called me. He wants to take me to a wine tasting. And Vicky's like, but what about your ulcer? She's like, oh, a little wine's not going to hurt. I'm like,
you almost
that's
died.
What you were drinking when you almost died, you dumb bitch.
Like,
it hurts so good, you know?
So annoying.
So then Doug calls randomly again. And he's like, I'm going to come and be with you in Barcelona.
See, this
and we're going to get married kind of quickly.
Don't worry, he's not going to get
because
it
because why not? And it's romantic. And then he ends up spending the rest of the summer with them, which I thought was kind of weird.
See, I think this is weird because the reason she's so attracted to Juan Antonio is because of this, like, do what you want,
spontaneity.
Romantic. And then her fiance is giving her that, saying, like, let's get married. It'll be so fun. We'll still have the wedding, the big, you know, all-white wedding in New York and blah, blah, blah. But, like, let's do it. She's like, why? It's like...
Because she's a bad person.
She doesn't know what she wants either.
I know.
Because once she'll never figure it out. She's not...
Hey, look. Once she got dickmatized by Anton Chigurh, all bets are off.
I know.
And he has that beautiful car. What is that beautiful car?
It was an Alfa Romeo. I knew it right away.
Spider. 1600.
I said it as soon as it pulled around the corner. I was like, ooh, I think that's an Alfa Romeo. And then I was like, I'm probably not right. And then I was.
Beautiful Alfa.
It was beautiful.
It was. It was very nice.
Yeah.
So Juan Antonio takes Christina back to his house. She is the first woman that makes love to him in his bed that he shared with his ex-wife. I doubt
that
very much.
That is a big ass lie. Maria Elena.
That's what he states.
For all we know, he was pulling dudes since she left.
Remember that?
And then she moves in with him.
Remember that very early episode in Friends where Monica dates that guy and he pulls that line on her and he says that he's never been able to have sex with anyone since he broke up with, since his wife died? And then she's like, I mean, I guess I cured him. And all three guys are like, yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure.
They were all like, oh, we've used that.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's page 6.
I've never been able to bring another woman back here to my bed. Okay.
I've never seen that.
What did I say? I got a piece of land to sell you in the Everglades or something like that.
Beachfront property in Arizona,
yeah.
So Christina is really enjoying this new life with her new beau. She's enjoying the European lifestyle. They're riding bicycles in the Spanish countryside. And we just get to enjoy all of the love that they are having in this moment.
Not all of it.
Being creative, eating food, having friends.
But not taking the time to learn the language.
Not taking the time or to learn not
it's going, really hard
not until, going to a football match until, how has nobody gone to a football match yet?
Because it's pedestrian.
So one evening Juan Antonio gets a call and it's Maria Elena. Mm-mm. She's tried to kill herself. She took way too many pills. And because
that's not a very sexy way to do that.
She was living in Madrid with this man after their divorce, and I guess their relationship ended and she tried to kill herself.
Yeah, because nobody likes Madrid.
So his first gut instinct is, I have to go get her. He brings her back to his house.
Well, he still loves her, so.
And the first interaction is not good.
You have to speak English. You'll have to speak English.
Oh, this annoyed me every single time it happened. He would speak to her in Spanish, and then when she responded in Spanish, he would say, you have to speak English. It's like, dude, I don't like the way you're handling these two women. I don't like it at all.
Well, it worked out, so.
Yeah, in his favor.
Hell yes.
She doesn't trust Christina, and she she is now being kicked to the guest bedroom.
What?
And he's describing his marriage to Christina, which I think is insane. He's like sitting here in several parts of the movie just talking about how wonderful his ex-wife was and how it just never worked out. But he compares his marriage to not being balanced because he didn't have salt.
What?
Yeah, it's like a recipe that's missing an ingredient. He's basically calling Scarlett Johansson boring.
Well, he's not wrong.
But a great lay. So
she's got huge tracts of land.
Oh my gosh. So Christina and Juan and Mary Elena are sitting at like a breakfast table and it's just so awkward. And they end up fighting about how she doesn't know Spanish, like you were saying. She knows Chinese. And it's all very embarrassing. They go on a bicycle ride through the country to pick blackberries. And we find out that Mary Elena still is attracted to her ex-husband.
Well, of course. I mean, look at her.
Who wouldn't be?
Christina is getting threatened throughout the scenes because, you know, she's like rubbing his shoulders and she's doing art and she finds out that she was a big inspiration and all of these things.
Yeah, they were married.
And then she finds out, like, Mary Elena went through her stuff and found out she was a really talented photographer.
Uh-oh. I guess the juice is flowing.
The change
of course she's a very good photographer.
What? She's also an artist in a way?
I don't have any talents. I have no talents.
It turns out she did have a talent.
She says, like, I feel sad because I'll never be able to inspire you the way your wife did. It's like,
I know.
He's like,
Can you also have some semblance of self-worth, please?
Is she also jealous of the fact that, like, Javier Bardem's dad said that he has weird sex dreams about Mary Elena? Like, it's weird.
Javier Bardem would be like, there is a way you could inspire me. Put your mouth on my penis.
Yes.
Put your fist down here.
Yes.
Please, sit on my face.
Yes.
That will give me great inspiration.
There you go.
Please, let me tongue.
I'm feeling inspired.
So they go and they make her this beautiful dark room. Mary Elena becomes much more attractive to everybody because
how?
She's all of a sudden like Javier Bardem wants to be.
Because she's fucking Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
No, I'm she saying like how does on. She become more attractive? She's already Penelope Cruz.
It's like the switch.
She starts making out with Selma Hayek.
No, it's oh, no, wait, that's like that the Banditas photos movie. That she takes with Christina and her cigarette with her cigarette in her mouth.
Oh, I love she's all the artistic. Smoking in this movie.
And she's autistic?
The hair artistic. Is just fresh.
I don't know. No, it's because she's
so hot.
She's because she's paying Scarlett Johansson attention. So therefore, Scarlett Johansson's like, oh, now I think you're attractive because you actually are paying attention to me.
You paying attention to me?
Yeah.
And then she
oh my God,
says,
I love that.
Me?
And then she says to Penelope Cruz, won't you please sit on my face?
Yes.
And then,
can we sit on each other's faces? Not at the same time. That would work.
Scissors.
Hold on a second.
Do you think they scissors?
What is a three-person 69?
I don't either.
What is that?
I was just trying to think.
What number is that?
A human centipede?
Because, you know, like, if two dudes and one girl in the middle is an Eiffel Tower, what if it's two girls and one guy? Would that be like a suspension a bridge? Dude. Would you call it the Golden Gate Bridge? Like, she sits on one end with his face, and the other one sits on his...
Yeah.
Yeah. The girls have to high five.
So it's a suspension bridge.
Did you make that up yourself?
The Golden Gate Bridge.
No, it's definitely
there we go.
A thing.
No, I just thought of that.
Trying to get suspended, bro. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, so, bro. Totally Vicky... did a Golden Gate Bridge last night. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Nice, dude.
Gross.
Super gross.
So Vicky is living her best, what she thinks is her best life.
What, hanging out with Porn Stash in Spanish class?
She has everything that she wants.
That's a problem.
But she's not happy. She's
because they got married, yeah.
They got married. She's got...
Timeline.
This beautiful ring. She's living with her... She's living for free with her aunt.
Gorgeous.
They go on a mini moon.
What's that?
A mini honeymoon.
That's yeah, they go to...
That's no moon.
Seville.
That's a space station.
And for a weekend or something? Or
yeah.
Yeah. Like a small honeymoon.
So he's shopping for her house. They're out with friends that they just happened to see there.
That just happened to be in Barcelona.
I mean,
and I like
so
how they just talk
weird.
Like the most like white
pretentious
WASP American.
It's
so
pretentious.
We're thinking about getting the house with a tennis court.
Do you guys know how much an Oriental rug costs? Oh my gosh, you'd be shocked.
Yeah, there's just
pretty
and
pretentious
she's
assholes.
So disinterested.
Do you like putting mayonnaise on bread? I do.
Sometimes my wife lets me cut a hole in the sheet and I stick my penis through it.
Oh my god.
I think so she gross. Just got a taste of like a different lifestyle.
Do you guys like whole milk? I'm really happy with just 2%.
It's a little spicy, if I must be honest.
Oh man, we gotta put raisins in the potato salad.
In the
now
wall.
Who's getting raisins?
Oh
it's to offset
god.
The spiciness of the mayonnaise.
You also mildly sound like Sam right now, and it's kind of weird.
Dude,
oh, that's interesting. That's
really.
Apparently, they're in the fucking Bahamas.
Yeah, they're in the Bahamas.
Way to go,
so
dude!
Lucky.
They sent us pictures. They looked so gorgeous.
Well, they both I'm got really propositioned by Javier Bardem down there.
Don't get
stuck. Sam totally took him up there.
By Javier.
He was like, oh, interesting. So we're going to go eat some food.
Yeah. Would you like to have a six-hour conversation about dirt?
Sam would be perfect in this movie. He finds everything interesting.
And then after all the wine and the eating, we're going to make love, right?
I would really like to enter both of you.
Oh, my God.
We love you, Sam.
We do love you, Sam.
We love you so much.
Steph's going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
That is not what he sounds like.
You guys, you gotta stop it. He doesn't sound like that.
So, Steph, I really like the Opalite music video, by the way.
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, it's funny.
So Vicky catches Aunt Judy kissing Mark's partner.
This is some bullshit, man.
Through
I'm telling
a
you.
Glass window.
This is why...
This
and
is his movie.
Judy says, I'm just not in love with Mark anymore. I love him, but I'm not in love with him.
Oh my God.
Patricia Clarkson also can get it. She's a gorgeous woman.
Oh, she was
like, her husband doesn't know?
Apparently not.
I didn't mention this. She is the mother lover in the music video.
Oh yeah.
I'm a mother lover. Yes. You're a mother lover. We could fuck each other's mothers.
Yes.
Fuck each other's moms.
She's a great actress.
She's that.
She's Tammy One in Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. She's also in Miracle with Kurt Russell.
She's in The Untouchables.
She's a great actress.
Love that.
Easy A. Oh, she's so good in Easy A. The mom. Is there an olive here? There's a whole jar of them in the fridge. It's like my favorite line. It's so cute. But also, I think Vicky sees that this is going to be her life.
Yeah, she's foreshadowing. And Aunt Judy is thinking the same thing.
Oh, look.
And she's actually trying to save Vicky. Oh, so she sets up
to live in this gorgeous mansion in Barcelona and have a yacht.
Never being satisfied is genetic.
Sets up an encounter with Juan Antonio and her at another event.
That's right.
So they then have another chance to see each other.
Also, isn't this after the thruple splits up?
Oh, right. So Vicky and Doug and Christina have lunch, and Christina explains her thruple. And then
the love triangle.
And then after that, Vicky sees...
Well, no, because they're all the okay with sesh. It.
Yeah, oh, all that okay. makes I'm, it a thruple. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're all okay with it. A love triangle is more like everyone's like, it's that's more like where there's one person and two people are in love with them.
Love triangle, the other, there's a tug pull.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A thruple, everyone's kind of loving on each other. Yeah.
And Christina is the salt that makes the relationship whole.
She's the banal flavoring.
Yes. She just makes it work.
Pretty light flavor, like saffron.
Yeah, because in a land of very flavorful cooking, Spain, we need salt.
She's more like margarine. You can't get butter, but so I guess you gotta use margarine.
Yeah.
Is it Popeye the Sailor Man's wife?
Miracle Whip.
Olive oil?
Oh, olive, sorry.
So then we're getting like closer and closer to when Vicky and Christina are gonna go home.
They're going to leave Barcelona.
And Christina has a mini meltdown. And she's like back to her normal situational antics. She's neurotic. Like, I don't know what I want, but this isn't it. And I'm confused. So I'm going to jet set to France because I need some time to think.
She says, selfish. I know I don't want what my parents had. And I know I don't want this. Well, we're at the ends of the rainbow. So you need somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a boring ass marriage, like a white person family. And you don't want to be in the hottest threesome in the world, living in Spain, drinking wine, doing nothing, having no job, but still having a life.
Literally have no carefreeness.
What are we missing here?
Yeah.
What are we missing?
Danny DeVito.
A dog? Like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Danny DeVito. So she flees. DeVito.
She's annoying.
I don't know. I'm just not interested in
Mary Elena and Juan Antonio now don't have their salt. So they fight and they break up. So now he is set up by Aunt Judy to now see Vicky at a dinner.
So fucking weird.
You have an Aunt Vicky too.
I do.
So
like,
weird.
So hearing all these,
Aunt,
like, I'm
Aunt
like,
Judy.
Aunt Judy. He has an Aunt Judy and an Aunt Vicky though.
And really?
And then we find out that that Mark's business partner is named Al.
Oh, yeah.
It's my whole family over there.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. So
yeah, I'm gonna kiss you on this boat.
He's like, come and see me. Come and have lunch with me.
No.
Great
come
movie.
And have one more lunch with me. So they do. She lies to Doug and she says, Doug, I'm going to go have lunch with my Spanish teacher.
This is how you get shot, you know?
And then she gets shot.
And she gets shot.
You got shot.
She goes and looks at art with Juan Antonio, and in comes Maria Elena with a gun, a pistola.
She's so spicy. This is the spice I like.
Or is it like a BB gun?
She's a pistola.
She's a .38 revolver. Like,
okay, it didn't.
She's firing real bullets.
So did she get hit like on a ricochet?
She got hit in a romantic comedy sort of way, okay, where it grazed the back of her hand.
Okay, I was wondering.
It was the.
I saw the still frame. Her index finger knuckle got grazed.
And that immediately shoots her out of, never mind, I don't want this life.
How do I explain this to people?
Yeah.
How am I going to explain this at the country club?
I can't be a hand model now.
It's like, I'm not master of my own domain.
It is like, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I also hate like when they're looking at the art and she does like this piece. It's very very violent. I'm like,
oh, shut the fuck up.
It looks the same as the other stuff. Like, I don't know what we're doing here. Well, that's Mary Elena's. Oh, that makes sense because it's very aggressive.
It's like saying, like, and oh, then here so comes complex.
The aggressive shut woman. Up. Bang, bang,
it
bang,
looks
bang.
All
bang.
The same. All that art looked the same. They were splattering. Splattering. They were
yeah,
doing
they were
this.
All just. Yeah, it was all just. Did you want to be Jackson Pollock?
Yeah, Penelope Cruz actually painted those.
He stole my style.
What?
He
did say no, that. She stuck the brush in her ass and she wiggled it about
did
and
you
she
see?
Sprayed the.
Did you see how hot she looked with those overalls on?
She did look super
oh my
cute
god,
with overalls.
No top underneath. Yeah. Oh my god.
And the downward
god.
View of
I will
the
be
breasts.
Honest with you.
That
was very hot.
Part of the movie.
It was pretty great.
Because this movie, I will admit, this movie played off people's thirst to want to see Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson make out. This was queer baiting before queer baiting was a thing. People were like, yay, they're going to kiss.
Wild things.
We're going to get to watch a threesome between two of the most gorgeous women ever. And then Matt was like, that's it?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, again, ain't no Wild Things.
Yeah, at least in Wild Things, we got some titties.
And
Denise
Scarlett
Richards.
Johansson's like big, juicy lips. So
yeah, we only just saw the ones on her face.
Doug is feeling, oh, you poor thing, you with your shot hand. And they go back to the States. They go back to their family. Christina is still alone. She still doesn't know what she wants. And Vicky is married, but she still doesn't know what she wants either.
She'll be unfulfilled. She'll be Charlotte York. This is Charlotte York.
Talk about some character development,
she married
huh?
Trey. Everyone ends up exactly where they started.
Exactly. It's just a circle. And then we get the Barcelona song again.
I like that. Any other time that, you know, they end up exactly where they start, this one starts screaming like, I can't believe I wasted my time on this.
This is only an hour and 37 minutes. It wasn't six seasons like Lost.
Okay. Well, it felt a little longer than that.
And that's my movie. I said all the fun facts.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Let's go around the room. Pass, fail, Allie.
Look.
Start off on a better note.
I'm still going to pass it because I do still kind of like it. And I like the. I love where it's set. I think that is passing the movie for me because I think it's beautiful to watch. I think Scarlett Johansson is a fucking dingbat in this movie. I hate anytime she like just looks at something. I'm like, why are you blinking so much?
She's,
like, just stop fluttering your eyes.
She's thirsty.
She just sounds stupid every time she opens her mouth. But I like everyone in it. I think the acting is very good. I love the scenery. It does end up where you started, but I do like the narration too. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why people find it frustrating, but I also do enjoy it, so I will pass it.
Yay! 50%.
We're just assuming they failed it.
All
the
right.
Other side of the room over there.
We're going to go with Matt first.
They're weird lickies.
No, I do not pass this movie. I fail this movie. Before I saw this movie, I had only seen one Woody Allen movie, and I really liked it.
You did.
I've seen two, and I still only like that one. This was just, I did, it, no.
No.
It's not a love potion number nine.
It's not a love potion number nine.
Oh, darn.
No. I gotta space those out. I gotta be like Paul Hollywood and not give a handshake to every time. So, you know.
To be honest, you describing the movie almost tilted me into the fail zone, to be honest. Because it just made me think of how stupid everybody is.
But, like, yeah, the cast is decent. Like, I love Javier Bardem in this. I love Penelope Cruz. I understand why she won the Oscar for it.
I don't, to be honest with you, but
that's
fine.
She's fucking nuts, and she's great at playing a crazy person.
Let me see who else was nominated that year.
And I really felt bad for Mayonnaise Bread husband.
Right?
Yeah, he's so cute.
I mean, I really would have loved to have found out that when they got back, Vicky found out that her husband was a twin. And he's also a magician.
What a twist.
Oh, like the Prestige.
Like the Prestige.
Gotcha.
What a twist.
But that didn't happen.
Sorry.
And instead, I just, you know, I'm never getting that hour and a half back.
Well, thank
Sorry.
You.
Ooh, yeah, that was a tough year. Penelope Cruz beat out a lot of people. She was up against Amy Adams for Doubt, Viola Davis for Doubt, Taraji P. Henson for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Marissa Tomei for The Wrestler. Saw her tits in that, at least.
I love The Wrestler.
That was the year Heath Ledger won.
All right, last but not least, Guido.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not a pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
But you didn't
but
see
if there
tits.
It can be so much thirsty sexy. I thought I might, you know, see a nipple or whatever, but, you know, whatever. Okay, I guess I'll watch Vanilla Sky again, you know. I really like Penelope Cruz. she's so spicy.
Spicy.
And I really like Scarlett Johansson. And she's been thinner, you know what I mean? But I like her like this. She's a real woman. I really like her. Uh-huh. I hated this fucking movie. I hated it. I hated it. Everyone is so goddamn dumb. There's no character arc. Let me talk to you about a character line. There's no fucking arc. They're the same people at the end
as
they are at the fucking beginning.
It's a decline.
Nobody went to a soccer match.
And you know what? Like, but it was an accurate chronicling of a very sexy, wayward summer in Spain.
But without sex.
Is that kind of what a vacation is, though? Like, it's a pause in time.
I mean, people do say that. They go on vacation and they think that it'll fix things, and they come back and all their problems are waiting for them. I believe it says that. I believe that Sally Field says that.
This movie definitely...
But...
It has its moments, and there are gleaming positives, but the characters are just so dumb.
I like
and
the other movie that you had in Spain.
Just so fucking dumb. I failed this movie. I'm sorry.
All right.
I was unbearable weight.
Oh.
That was a great Spain
movie. That was a good
movie.
Spain movie.
It was a good Spain movie. All right. Well, 50%. I knew I wasn't gonna get the boys' vote, but...
I kind of had forgotten
you
about
did this to
what
us.
Happened, so...
All right. Well, let's round this month out with Guido's pick, quid pro quo.
Okay, so the complete opposite of the spectrum from the movie we just reviewed, I've chosen for your enjoyment Cobra, and
Cobra.
It is not available on anything, and you have to buy it. It came out in 86, and it was directed by George Cosmatos. And it features Sylvester Stallone and Bridget Nielsen.
Awesome. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can submit a theme month on our website or via social media. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Good night, Angie.